Becca, what about you?
I don't have any plans to see the movie.
But don't you usually go see the movies with Frankie?
Oh, yeah, usually.
So you'll probably go with him at some point then, right?
well, maybe, I guess.
Why are you being so hesitant, Becca?
Well, because I pretty much decided that I'm not gonna see the last movie at all.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, a big part of me wants to see it because, hello, it's more Snape, and as a Snape fangirl, how could I resist? But then I got to thinking, you know, with all the stuff that's been posted about the movie and its relationship to the book and everything and what happens in the book, and I've been thinking about the kind of Snape that we're gonna get in this movie, and I don't think that I can do it.
Is it because of the Snilly?
Well, that's a part of it. I mean, Snilly's not the only reason I didn't like the Deathly Hallows book, but that's a part of it, yes.
But you know how the movies really do diverge from the books, and so obviously this final movie isn't going to be exactly like the book anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's going to be worse than the book.
Why do you think that?
Because the cinematographer, you know, everybody's a sucker for the whole love schmoopy thing, and that's what I hated about the Deathly Hallows book. And you just know they're going to play that for all it's worth in the movie, and I'm just
Wait, hold a
dreading
minute.
it.
This is way too much detail because this is a moot point anyway. You don't have a choice about this, Becca. As Snapecast Minister Mixing, you have to see it. It's in your contract.
Okay.
I'm totally serious. You have a legal obligation to fulfill your duties as Minister of Mixing, and part of that is to review all official Snapey material, which clearly and indisputably includes the movies. So you basically have to see Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Right, okay. Or what?
Or, well, depending on the laws in your specific jurisdiction, perhaps I can seek specific performance, or you're fired.
Rachel, hold
You're
on.
right. You can't fire me because I'm a volunteer.
Last time I checked, we're all volunteers, and yes, I can sack you just like Severus Snape was sacked in Book 7. And I will, unless you agree to see the last movie.
Right. Are you sure you want to do that after the whole episode 39 fiasco?
Guys, guys.
So, one person noticed that I left editing cues in the final cut of one segment. Big fucking deal. Why did I even have to
What's the
edit that
deal?
segment in the first place, Becca? Picking up your slack?
Right, okay, whatever. I just gotten a new job and I was adjusting to a new
Hold
schedule.
on, guys. Come
So,
on.
whatever.
I think this is just another excuse, Becca. I think it's just another bit of proof of your waning dedication to Snapecast and all things Snape in general.
Wait. Are you questioning my Snape loyalty?
Guys, can we just step away from the mics for a moment and calm down a second?
Yeah, right. I don't need a moment.
I hope that means you've seen the light.
Actually, you know what it means, Rachel? It means I quit.
Becca!
You can't quit.
Oh, really? Why not?
Because you're fucking fired.
Rachel, hold on.
Fine.
Fine.
Guys, wait a minute. What the fuck just happened here?
Hang on, let me just, I don't know, do some noise removal? Is that what Becca calls it?
Nanolag, you guys are impossible.
There, try that.
Yeah, something isn't right still. It sounds all wonky.
Well, I don't know, it's either this thing, it's just something to do with the waveform. I'm trying to remember what Becca said. Or maybe it's just static.
Or maybe we just need to get Becca back.
Not unless she agrees to see the last movie.
Roland's pants, Rachel. We can't produce a podcast like
Well,
this.
fine, just let me just, I don't know, I'll get on Skype.
Yes.
Hi, Becca. good news. We've decided that it's in Snapecast's best interest to offer you your job back. Right, Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, gosh, I wonder why.
Becca, will you please just
this audio. I've been working on it all day, and I'm starting to get a headache.
Oh, okay, fine. Hang on.
Thank God.
So, do you accept or not?
I don't know. That depends. Are you still going to try to force me to see this stupid movie?
Yes.
Rachel, no. No one's going to force you, but we would still really like it if you'd consider it.
Well...
And there is that matter of your contract.
Rachel.
Did Rachel acquiesce? Did Becca see the film? Did Shannon get tenure? Tune in to the next episode of Snapecast for the thrilling conclusion of this Snapey mystery.